Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the evening is settling in pleasantly, with cool breezes in Tel Aviv and a clear sky over Jerusalem. Haifa is also experiencing mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in, Hamas is trying to bring Gaza to the negotiation table between Iran and the US, amidst progress in talks regarding Lebanon. Also, Ynet reported earlier today that Israel has warned Iran is covertly shifting its terror focus to the West Bank, using Turkey, crypto funding, and weapons smuggling. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, the mayor of Kfar Yona, Albert Taib, demanded the government stop the detention of draft dodgers, saying residents shouldn't have to pay for protests. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that police found a possible terror tunnel running from the West Bank toward Jerusalem, leading to the arrest of two suspects. And finally, from JNS Just In, a Seattle soccer league plans a protest game outside the Iran-Egypt FIFA match, with players wearing keffiyehs and waving Palestinian and Iranian flags. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truzman highlighted minutes ago that the IDF is maintaining three security zones, including the West Bank, despite ongoing conflicts since October 7th. Open Source Intel, an analyst covering the conflict, noted just now that the Israeli defense minister stated troops will stay in security areas indefinitely to protect communities. Hananya Naftali shared moments ago that Israeli forces uncovered a terror tunnel near the Azaim crossing intended for attacks on Jerusalem, with two arrests made. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Walla report. Hamas seeks to leverage current negotiations between Iran and the US over Lebanon to include Gaza. This move aims to gain international recognition and diplomatic engagement for Gaza. If successful, it could alter the region's diplomatic dynamics significantly. Turning to the Ynet report, Israeli security officials warned that Iran is rebuilding terror networks in the West Bank. They highlighted the use of Turkey for operations and the role of cryptocurrencies in funding. This revelation underscores ongoing regional instability and the challenges for Israeli security forces. Meanwhile, regarding the Israel Hayom report, Mayor Albert Taib's demand follows recent ultra-Orthodox protests in Kfar Yona. He argues that local residents should not bear the burden of these disruptions. The outcome of this demand could impact community relations and local governance. From the Times of Israel, the discovery of a potential terror tunnel towards Jerusalem raises significant security concerns. Police arrested two individuals connected to the tunnel, though no weapons were found. This incident highlights persistent threats and the importance of vigilant security measures. Finally, JNS reports on the Seattle Soccer League's planned protest game, symbolizing solidarity with Palestinians and Iranians. This demonstration coincides with World Cup activities, drawing attention to broader geopolitical issues. Such events may influence international perspectives on Middle Eastern conflicts. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that NASA has chosen an Israeli company, ImageSat, to provide satellite images, marking a prestigious quality recognition for Israeli tech. Separately, Ynet Business discusses the Israel Electric Corp, facing retroactive charges for rooftop solar panels, affecting how consumers will bear the costs. And finally, from Globe's former IDF General Amir Aboulafia enters the race to lead Anduril's Israel operations, indicating a significant shift in defense industry leadership. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.